Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. In 1924, Utah Judge Edward Higgins put his 20-year-old son Paul on a train to Mexico City. Paul had in his pocket a letter from Diego Rivera, the legendary Mexican muralist, inviting him to see the explosion of color appearing on the walls of Mexico that celebrated the end of the Mexican Revolution. Paul had grown up in a conservative family in Salt Lake City. He developed a passion for art and music, excelling at the piano and studying art at East High under LeConte Stewart. Paul's other passion was for the Mexican people. As a boy, he spent time on his family's ranch near San Diego, where he played with the children of Mexican ranch hands and learned Spanish. When Paul got off the train in Mexico City, he joined the crowds who were watching Diego Rivera paint. Eventually, Rivera asked him to be his assistant, and Paul worked for the next 5 years alongside the artist on some of his most famous murals. Paul soon became Pablo O'Higgins and was a student of Rivera's art and his politics. For the next 50 years, Pablo created art that celebrated the values of the Mexican Revolution, workers' rights, free secular education for all, and the return of lands to Mexico's peasant farmers. During World War II, Pablo was acknowledged by the U.S. ambassador to Mexico as an effective emissary between his two countries, and Pablo traveled freely between them, teaching art and painting murals for unions in Seattle and Honolulu. But in the early 1950s, at the height of the Cold War, his politics landed him on a U.S. government blacklist. Pablo did not return to the United States until 1975, when he came to restore a mural at the University of Washington. Upon arrival, however, Pablo and his Mexican wife Maria were detained by immigration officials because she had once visited Cuba. Incensed, Pablo vowed never to return to the United States. 4 years later, he died in Mexico City. Today, Pablo O'Higgins is recognized worldwide as a Mexican muralist and a national treasure. This episode of the Beehive Archive was contributed by Susan Vogel. Sources and past episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Van Frank.